Carolyn, without wavering, she endures because of Jesus. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus was Carolyn's Savior. That's how she best knew Jesus, the Lord of life, the author of faith, the King of Kings. How best did you know Carolyn? His mom, grandma, aunt, wife, friend, organist, pianist, greeter. I knew her best from church as one who, without wavering, endures because of Jesus. At church, as many of you know, Carolyn, as I do, you could ask Carolyn, hey, we have a treadmill here. And we'd say, we need somebody to walk on the treadmill. And Carolyn would be like, I can walk on the treadmill. And Carolyn would walk on the treadmill. And she'd keep on walking on the treadmill until Carolyn was darn good and ready to be done walking on the treadmill. Carolyn showed endurance for the Lord's sake because what she saw in God's word, what Christ endured for Carolyn. That is, temptation and cross and death and grave and resurrection. Jesus did that, endured all of that for Carolyn. Things Carolyn couldn't do for herself, and she was glad someone else cared enough for the most important things that she couldn't do for herself. Despite her own sins and failures, someone cared enough to give her the gift that we all need so that she could endure beyond death without wavering and know him who did it all, did it for Carolyn, and did it for you. After Carolyn died on August 14th, I reached out to her friends at Carmel, Indiana, the church she went to before she came to Praise, where Carolyn and Bob were married, and Carolyn was a member there for quite some time. I know Carolyn would want her friends and pastors there to know about her passing, so I called them, and they wrote a letter back. She served Jesus there, and she was served by Jesus there. They cared for her, and they wrote a letter. She went with them to Guatemala on a mission trip. She had great friends there. She was, as you'll hear, very much part of their church. Here's what they wrote. Carolyn had been a member in Carmel, Indiana, where she was a zealous worker for the Lord. She was a member of the choir and served as an officer of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. Cornerstone Lutheran Church, and our loss was your gain. And it sure was, wasn't it, Praise Lutheran? Her friends at Cornerstone Lutheran Church mourn with her husband Bob and with her family and friends at Praise Lutheran Church, but we also rejoice that Carolyn has reached her heavenly home where all pain is vanquished and peace enduring. There's that word again, endurance. As pastor and friend, Carolyn, for the last 5 years, when I see her at Praise, I guess I would echo what her friends at Carmel had said. She's a zealous worker for the Lord. You may remember Mary and Martha in the Bible. She did her fair of Martha. She served and she served and served in many and various ways. She served very well, choir, treasurer, a musician, greeter, my CPR partner in class. One time I had given up, and Carolyn, she endured. She was still going. I started praying for the dummy, and she just kept doing the CPR, looking up at me, one of her most treasured pictures I know. But she also had her share of Mary. That is, she sat at the feet of Jesus and just listened. She came to Bible studies here at Praise. She came to church, sat with Bob here at Praise and listened to Jesus in the sermon. Came twice to confirmation classes here at Praise just because, hey, she wanted to brush up. I had kind of suggested, hey, if you haven't taken this in a long time, and Carolyn zealously stood up and said, you know, I haven't taken confirmation class in a while. She took it. And then when Bob said, I think I'm going to take class too, she sat through it again with Bob, less than 5 years apart. She listened at the feet of Jesus. She listened to sermons, and when Bob needed a little nudge every once in a while, that was Carolyn. Where Bob had to check his blood pressure, his blood sugar, Carolyn was always watching and listening, and she was also ready to go play the piano if needed, or the organ as a backup. She was a multitasker, and yet she listened to Jesus. Gifts that God gave her to do, she used them. She listened, and she served. Even when she didn't feel like it. Even when Leonard Humphreys, to whom she had been married to, passed away too soon, she still listened to Jesus. She still served in God's church. Even when she had cancer, I don't know if all you knew that, she had had cancer. She endured all of that, the treatments, the pain, the inconvenience, and she was still trying to work and keep life together, and yet she still had faith and love and hope. She was still on the treadmill. She probably had some pauses, but she never gave up being a mix of Mary and Martha, one who was busy serving and one who was busy just sitting at the feet of Jesus listening. She was persistent in good and bad ways. In the good ways, she embodied well her confirmation verse, which you all read aloud just a minute ago from the book of Hebrews. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. That's the kind of faith that is a blessed faith to have when God gives it. For when the storms come and the cancer strikes, when friends and loved ones depart, when work stinks that week, when your cousin dies suddenly, your beloved husband passes too soon, life is lonely, and when life is looking up, a new life and marriage with Bob, new home in East Tennessee, new challenges of health, she had them, new joys, new sorrows, new challenges of serving, yet without wavering, she had an anchor, the hope for a better tomorrow. Both here in time and there in eternity. A hope, a sure and certain one, a hope that does not disappoint. Carolyn was not just persistent in good and bad ways, she was a realist and an optimist and compassionate for others and not simply preoccupied with her own troubles and issues. Because of Jesus, she cared. And it showed. She didn't live life hidden in a corner or under a bushel, as Jesus taught. She engaged the world with her talents and made the best use of the good times and the dark times, always remembering to look over her shoulder persistently to see if someone else needed some help that she could give. Maybe that's not how you know Carolyn. Maybe all you can see is that she was Carolyn. Well, then open your eyes and perhaps your heart a little bit more tonight, because I knew and Bob knew and I think many people knew, you all know, she was so much more, wasn't she? Things she would do for others sometimes without them even knowing. That's the kind of person she was. And it wasn't because of herself or something she figured out. She knew, well, from listening, that it was all because of Jesus. And know this, if you were at times offended by her choices or her persistence, and she was wrong sometimes, there were definitely times, she faithfully came to church nonetheless. You know what she said to God each week? I'm sorry. And she received from God those words, you are forgiven. She came to the Lord's table often because she heard Jesus' invitation to feast on forgiveness often. Then to go back and see how you could forgive and serve others. If she were here right now, I know what she'd say. Having been forgiven of all my sins and failures because of Jesus, I also forgive you. 100%. There would be no hold back. No wavering. Death puts us in a different realm of focus. I think death is God's instrument to do that, because without death we might think that we were like God without God. And we'd fight, and we'd forget to forgive, we'd fail to love, and fail to serve. Carolyn, I think, had a healthy idea that she too would die someday. How about you? The answer to that problem was not, I'm going to stop living right now, stubbornly, that'll show God. The answer was not, I'm going to go jump out of an airplane and do all sorts of extreme sports and experiences. That will show the world. That will fill my soul. It won't. Carolyn's God-given answer, revealed to her by Jesus in the Word that God revealed to the world, live as a forgiven child of God each and every day. You know, the ones that God gives you. Live out your calling as a wife, a worker, a friend, an aunt, etc. Look over your shoulder persistently to see if someone else needs a helping hand. Sing and make music to the Lord. Play an instrument if you can in the Lord's house for all the gifts that the God who is God over all things has given to you. Serve the Lord with gladness. Encourage someone who needs encouraging. Share the hope you have in Jesus with those without hope of things to come. I think the last word belongs not to Carolyn. It belongs to God. And he wrote these words in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Carolyn, without wavering, she endures because of Jesus. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.